This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Ide. I'm with Gary Byrne. His book, Crisis of Character, what he saw as a Secret Service officer during the Clinton years. Very important book to read, understand where these people are coming from. And we've been talking about the preparations for the inauguration, as well as the well-publicized threats from Disrupt J20, from people who are paying AstroTurf protesters $50 an hour to go to Washington and create problems, and also the Project Veritas undercover investigation we talked to about yesterday, to James O'Keefe, and the fact that these people are premeditating in advance to do this, because we always have the issue, you know, was this something that was impulsive or was this pre-planned? Well, we can see from this undercover investigation that they have pre-planned things that are not only violent, but are crimes. And so there is going to be some real criminal exposure to these people. And Gary, we're going to have a different attorney general who's going to take this thing in a very different light than we've had from Eric Holder, who just looked the other way when we had people at the polling places from the new Black Panthers intimidating voters with sticks. He said, no problem, we're not going to pay attention to that. I kind of don't think that Jeff Sessions is going to have that kind of reaction to people if they start doing violent things and get arrested for plotting crimes around this inauguration. Do you?
No, I agree with you 100%. He's going to enforce the law the way it was written and not interpret it in these, these insane or really ignore it is what we saw sometimes, because one of the incidents you talked about, the Black Panthers at the voting booths, that actually happened right here in Philadelphia. And I saw the video on the local news station, these guys standing out there with their black berets on, you know, intimidating people not to come in and vote. And the people they were intimidating looked like white Europeans, you know, white Americans. And so it definitely drew you to that conclusion. That won't be ignored anymore. Either will the attacks on police officers will be called, due justice or getting even type of things, because it's not.
Let me ask you, as somebody with 30 years of experience as a federal law enforcement, what about the people, the bikers for Trump? They said they're going to form a wall of meat to protect the inauguration from protesters. I mean, they can certainly perform a very important function as a deterrent. I mean, if you got a wall of meat there, maybe you won't try to sucker punch them. Maybe you won't try to go attack the other people who are there who might not be able to protect themselves as well. 5,000 bikers from Bikers for Trump. Chris Cox, the founder of that organization, said they're going to be in attendance at the inauguration. But speaking to them as a former law enforcement officer, what would you say to them that they need to be careful of so they don't run into any issues with the police or the security there?
Yeah, so generally what would happen with that group, based on my experiences, is they won't actually be allowed inside the secure area. They'll be there just like any other participant. But I do like their attitude. I get where they're coming from. These guys are middle America. These are my neighbors. These are the guys that, they work at the airport where I used to work, those type of people. And I get where they're coming from, and I agree with them, but they need to just come as participants, listen to the directions of law enforcement like everybody else, and enjoy themselves. Like any American, if they're attacked by anarchists, let the police know and then protect yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be the key. You know, make sure that you've got, and if they have a lot of people there, if they are protecting themselves, protecting other people, make sure they've got some other people who are calling the police over, so that, they don't just go into a situation where it's a total melee. I mean, that's a situation that could work out poorly for both sides.
Sure. Absolutely. I don't see this as being an issue. I see it as some really cool support for President Trump. I think it's neat.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Thank you so much, Gary Byrne. Your book is Crisis of Character. People can find that at crisisofcharacterbook.com. And coming up in the next segment, Leanne McAdoo, and she'll be hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's that same cozy relationship that Alex Jones has with the president-elect Donald Trump that has got Alex Jones headed to Washington, D.C. to be right there for the inauguration of President Donald Trump. What exciting times.
Congressman Lewis.
I am Leanne McAdoo taking over the reins here. And we've got a jam-packed show for you. I want to say thank you to David Knight and the rest of the crew. We are definitely on a skeleton crew here because most of our people are on the ground or about to be touching down on the ground in D.C. bringing you all of the action. You can check that out on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. They're going to be live streaming a lot of the time, also filing a number of reports there from D.C. But we definitely are going to be bringing you all of the news as it's breaking there for the inauguration. So one of the things that Donald Trump says that he is going to continue doing once he becomes the president is tweeting. He also said he's not going to be taking over the POTUS Twitter handle. He likes his own real Donald Trump Twitter, and he loves the fact that he can reach so many people on his own social media. And also, he says he's going to keep on tweeting because it's his only defense against a lying media. Now, you'll recall there was a lot of backlash, a lot of frenzy when Donald Trump was talking about plans to move the press from the West Wing. It's a very small briefing room, so they wanted to kind of move it over to another area. It's about 200 feet away, and they were just in an uproar. The press went crazy. So he says, you know what, we're not going to move it, but guess what? Some people in the press aren't going to be able to get in. There's only 49 seats there so far. So now Donald Trump plans to select the media representatives who are going to be given access to the presidential press briefing room. And he said, look, we tried to move it to another area. We're going to have a lot of people that want to come in and cover, you know, what the president is doing. But they went crazy. So now he's saying, fine, but we're going to select the people who are going to be allowed in. So, of course, I bet that's going to be a new uproar, that he's already turning into a dictator and shutting down the free press. So those 49 seats are currently assigned by the White House Correspondents Association. So it'll be very interesting to see who in the press is going to be given access to the presidential press briefing room. Because Donald Trump has already said he is considering allowing the alternative media as well as alternative bloggers to get in there. Because, frankly, we are the future of news. Radio talk show hosts as well, they're going to be allowed to have a seat there. We are the future of news, and it definitely has the establishment media in a panic. But speaking of seats, Donald Trump, you know, he doesn't mince words here. So we have all those Democrats. I believe we're up to 40 now, or maybe at least 54 House Democrats pledge they will not be attending the inauguration. But here's what Donald Trump had to say to those Democrats that, you know, don't want to give up their seat.
He didn't remember that he skipped that inauguration.
He conveniently doesn't remember. How do you forget if you go to an inauguration? I can tell you when I was at the inauguration, said, you don't forget something like that. So he got caught, and it's pretty bad. And it's making him look bad, frankly. It's a very important time. This is a transition, and a very important transition, and especially because things will be done beautifully, but they'll be done differently than they have been over the past 8 years. And I can say over the past 16 years, I mean, they'll be different. And, you know, we have to have a smooth transition. And President Obama understands that very well, and that's why he's been so gracious, but he understands that. And I think for him to have grandstanded, because I think he just grandstanded John Lewis, and then he got caught in a very bad lie. So let's see what happens. As far as other people not going, that's okay, because we need seats so badly. I hope they give me their tickets. Are they going to give us their tickets?
You're okay,
or are they
with
gonna
them
give
not
them
going
to other people? No, what happens to their tickets? I hope they're going to give us their tickets.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people that would give a left hand to get their tickets to this inauguration. And, you know, he's pretty gracious there, saying that President Obama is really trying to help this be a peaceful transition. I think on the surface, that is an accurate statement, or at least that's how, you know, what the appearance is being given. But a lot of people are saying that President Obama and his administration are dropping a bunch of landmines to leave for President-elect Trump once he gets in, him and his administration. So we'll talk a little bit more about those landmines later, and just these executive orders and everything that, that President Trump plans to overturn almost immediately. I think he's planning on 5 for Friday, I mean, once he's sworn in. So this guy's ready to get straight to work. He doesn't want to go get wined and dined to luncheon and go to the parade and all the things. He's ready to get to work right away. It's going to be stark contrast for our elected representatives who really kind of didn't show up for work but a third of the time that they were even there. So speaking of this inauguration, Now, we've been reporting all week about the fact that radical leftists are planning to target the D.C. Metro rail line. They want to block inauguration access altogether. They've been conducting these training workshops, just talking about all sorts of domestic terror type activities that they can do to disrupt this inauguration. Well, now we also have some leaked audio of the Disrupt J20 plans. Now, this is improved audio from these leftist groups. It's juxtaposed with the B-roll of a few of the out-of-control rioters. So these are riots that we've seen just in response to President Trump President-elect Donald Trump. So once he got elected, these are riots that have taken place in response to that. So we just want you to understand that this Disrupt J20 and these activist groups, they might, now that they've been called out and they're being exposed for planning these domestic terror activities, they're saying, you know, it's just a joke. We're not planning on getting violent. You know, we're just going to be peacefully protesting. Well, take a look at the B-roll of what's actually already happened and just be safe out there, because this could really be taking place on the 20th. So you can watch this video while it's happening at Infowars.com/show to see that B-roll. But let's go ahead and roll it. Of Donald Trump. They're taking to the streets. I recall a lot of this happening over on the West Coast. They're in Portland and California. They're holding the LGBT flag, saying Donald Trump is going to take back all the progress made in that community, which, of course, is a lie. We've debunked that again and again. But here they are blocking checkpoints, lighting fires in the middle of the road. We've seen them destroy their own cities, so really intense. And this is interesting because, you know, cities like Portland or Los Angeles, other spaces where we've already seen the rioting happening in the streets, they don't depend on a main metro line. That's not the metro rail isn't the artery of the city, whereas in D.C., that's how everybody gets around, and especially when there's 2 million people. Look, there's a building set on fire. Again, here's the blowtorches with the burning effigies. And so here, you hear this girl with her sweet little voice, and she's so excited. How wonderful all this anarchy is going to be. We'll go ahead and pull out of this video now. For me, just watching just the craziness of these people beating down their own city, busting things up, busting out windows, setting things on fire. There was other video that we played about a month or so ago where they actually start turning against each other and beating each other up because a girl was trying to stop them from taking down a whole electrical grid. And, you know, that was a little step too far for her. But then so they started attacking her, saying, get out of our way. We want to tear our city up because of President-elect Donald Trump. So absolute madness. And so this is this Disrupt J20. And there are plenty of other activist groups that are also planning to disrupt the inauguration. Mike Cernovich, who is actually one of the founders of the Deplorable, says he's going to be taking action against these people. They've got it on tape. They're talking about committing a felony. Talking about deploying a butyric acid okay, at the deplorable, which is, yeah, sure, it's just a stink bomb. It's just going to put the smell of vomit into the air, but it's going to clear out that building, which means you could have people burning their throat or lungs with that acid or causing a stampede. And what happens if someone gets crushed and trampled on and you cause someone's death due to the stampede? Guess what? You've committed a felony, and, you know, it'll be interesting to see what type of charges they levy against people. Domestic terrorism charges during the inauguration. We'll stick around. We're going to have a lot more coming right up after this.
You ever wondered what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, your host for this hour. And we're seeing a lot about the establishment media, the establishment there in D.C. being in a total panic. They're talking about the fact that their city, they feel like it's being invaded because Donald Trump and his administration and his supporters have all come to drain the swamp. Well, they're all going to be sort of trapped indoors, especially during this inauguration with all of the Donald Trump supporters there. So these are people that really should be taking advantage of our inauguration preparedness special. So Alex Jones has put this together. It's going to be 30 to 40% off all of InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 30 to 40% off the retail price of all of our InfoWars select storable food. So you can be prepared for whatever happens on Inauguration Day. If you're stuck there in D.C. or we know there's going to be lots of riots and protests and things like that planned for across the country. So who knows where this thing could go. So these, you know, the survival experts agree that storable food is essential for every family to have on hand as a form of life insurance. And in these times, that life insurance is really important. So all of our InfoWars Select foods, they've got a shelf life of 25 years. They're all made in the USA. And right now, during this inauguration preparedness special, you can get all of that for 30 to 40% off all of our select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a limited time while supplies last during our inauguration special. So get yours today. Secure yours today. And on that note of the establishment media sort of freaking out, and you're seeing the Democrats freaking out, losing their grasp on the minority community, for instance. Well, we've got a lot of people kind of speaking out against, you know, any black person that would dare to come out in support of Donald Trump. You're seeing a lot of racism within the black community against other black people. And I feel that this is a way to paralyze them from speaking out or from going to the other side, so to speak, a way of control to keep them on that thought plantation. So we've got a video of Snoop Dogg where he's coming out saying, I dare a black person to play for Donald Trump. I dare you because I'm going to call you out. And of course, he uses all the racist terms that are used within that group. But on Monday, CNN's Mark Lamont Hill totally went off the rails because he labeled any black Trump-supporting celebrities such as Steve Harvey a mediocre Negro. Apologize for saying that. I'm just reporting it. That's the facts. That's what he said. So comedian Steve Harvey was actually there. He visited Donald Trump, and he came out from that meeting saying, you know what? I think he's a pretty all right guy. I think we should give him a chance. I think he's got some good plans for our country. So Mark Lamont Hill was not having it. Now, granted, his name, Hill's name is on some of these flyers for a lot of these agitprop protests that are going to be planned. So we already know where he stands on this. But Steve Harvey actually had a response for Mark Lamont Hill and other racist people within that group that are telling people how to think.
Comedian Steve Harvey is speaking out about the backlash over his meeting with President-elect Trump.
A lot of y'all hurt me. I didn't expect the backlash to be so vicious. But I also understand that if I'm going to keep getting stabbed at, then at least while you're stabbing me, you should understand my intent for even taking the meeting in the first place. I'm from the hood. I've been trying to do my part for years for boys and girls.
Harvey called into his own syndicated radio show after social media exploded with criticism over his get-together at Trump Tower. He was also mocked on Saturday Night Live.
It's me, Steve Harvey. Yeah, I do government now. Does this bode well for our country? Survey say.
Harvey's wife, Marjorie, is coming to his defense, writing on Instagram, doing the right thing sometimes isn't popular, but it's okay. You always make me proud.
And so there you have it. That's what you see. Anyone, I know Kanye West faced some backlash as well when he took a meeting with President-elect Donald Trump. He visited him at Trump Tower. So you can't step off the thought plantation. You're not allowed to announce yourself as a Republican or even to say, you know, want to take a meeting with the future most powerful person on the planet. And they were given a lot of backlash for Steve Harvey potentially planning on working with Dr. Ben Carson. And I'm sorry, but Dr. Ben Carson is not mediocre. But that's what they would like to say, is that he's mediocre as well. Guess what? What are you telling any of your black supporters, your black community, for the being a Democrat? Do you realize they're the party of the KKK, right? They founded the KKK, but I guess there's nothing wrong with that. So don't step out with facts. But frankly, it's nice to see we have people speaking out, not being afraid to step off the thought plantation. Stick around. We will be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Every day there is a season.
That's right. To everything, there is a season, and it is our season to write our reality, our version of reality, not this new world order that's been planned for us. And that is why it is so epic that we are seeing the establishment, these globalists speaking out in utter fright at the fact that their new world order, their precious new world order plans that they've been working on for so long are completely getting dismantled. They are all freaking out. And that's the perfect song to come into this segment to. Now, earlier during the show, I know we played some video with Joe Biden talking about the collapse of the democratic world order. It's at risk, and it's the Russians, of course. But you know what? It's just so good. I definitely want to play it again. So this was VP Joe Biden delivering his final speech Wednesday to the elites at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. These are the people, you'll recall, who last year at the Davos Economic Forum, I believe it was Arianna Huffington and some others, were really pushing meditation and visualization, and they were having these entire classes. It was like a sold-out talk. Well, I guess they don't have to pay for it, but it was like the room was packed, and it was all of these elites there sitting in their meditative poses, learning how to visualize their businesses and visualize the future they wanted to see. And this is so key because we as humans, we truly are these free will creatures. We have the power to visualize our future, to visualize our destiny. That is why we have television programming that's put in there by the controllers to program us into the version of reality that they want for all of us. But getting back to this Huffington, Arianna Huffington, so do you think that while they were sitting there visualizing their epic takeover for the future, that they had visualized what actually took place in 2016 and beyond? They are freaking out. So you guys might want to work on your fine-tuning there, but to me, that is just so profound that we the people around the globe were able to break the conditioning that they had set out, regardless of if they control Hollywood, the entertainment, the music, all of it, television, the news that we see, everything that we consume, all the programming that's been forced down our throat for decades. We were able to break through that conditioning, and that is so powerful. And that is why they were freaking out and once again making Russia the boogeyman, which I think they give Vladimir Putin too much power. So let's get back to this epic final speech that creepy Joe Biden delivered. The gist of it is simple. A time of uncertainty, we must double down on the values that made Western democracies great and not allow the liberal world order to be torn apart by destructive forces. So this is the same liberal world order that they're allowing to be torn apart by this refugee crisis that they've let loose on Europe thanks to the endless wars that this so-called democratic new world order has been a part of. Let's take a listen.
But the greatest threat on this front springs from the distinct illiberal and external actors who equate their success with fracturing the liberal international order. We see in Asia and the Middle East, where China and Iran would clearly prefer a world in which they have overwhelming sway in their regions. And I'll not mince words. This movement is principally led by Russia. Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence. We see it in their aggression against their neighbors, sending in so-called little green men across borders to stir violence and strains of separatism in Ukraine. Using energy as a weapon, cutting off gas supplies midwinter, raising prices to manipulate nations to act in Russia's interest, using corruption to empower oligarchs to coerce politicians. We see it in their worldwide use of propaganda and false information campaigns, injecting doubt and political agitation and democratic systems, strengthening illiberal factions and forces on both left and right to seek out and roll back the decades of progress from within our systems. We even saw it in the cyber intrusions against political parties and individuals in the United States of America, which our intelligence community, all 17, have determined with high confidence. I've been doing this for 46 years. They seldom use the phrase high confidence.
Hmm. Well, except for when they want to take it to war in Iraq and other places, and they torture that information out of terrorists. False information.
That has been targeted. Europe has seen the same kind of attacks in the past. With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you.
All right, let's go ahead and come out of here, because basically Joe Biden just wants everybody to know that Putin has a different vision of the future, and he's warning all of these other governments there, all these other leaders at Davos that, you know, Russia's your boogeyman too and coming after you, so we really need to do something. But when you're listening to Joe Biden and all of these words are just rolling off his tongue so easily, it's because that is exactly what the U.S. government and President Obama's administration has been doing around the globe. They've been destabilizing other nations and interfering in their elections and stirring up chaos in order to further their agenda. So they're guilty of doing it, which is why it rolls off his tongue so cleverly like that. But the fact is, it's not that they're dismantling this order, this new world order. They're creating a new one. We, the people, are creating a new world order. So like I said earlier, you know, we were able to break through the conditioning on this. And this is why we see D.C. in a full-scale panic. And this is on the eve of Donald Trump's inauguration. Soon he will be the president. So they're freaking out about the fact that he has promised he's campaigned on draining the swamp. So from the New York Times, they're kind of taking some information from different people that are living there in D.C. So this is coming from Leslie Harris. She's a liberal Democratic lawyer. She uses war imagery. I feel like my city is about to be invaded. Another person says, Mr. Trump has upended the city's rhythms and jangled its nerves. The White House press corps is fighting to keep its workspace in the West Wing. High-powered lobbyists worry their clients will turn up in his Twitter feed. Civil servants, many of them working class, say he knows nothing about running a bureaucracy. Oh, it's so devastating. Did Obama know anything about running a bureaucracy? I'm pretty sure he was a community organizer. Organizing what community? I have no idea. There really wasn't any proof that he was fit to serve as president of the United States. But, you know, a lot of people seem to think that he did an amazing job and they miss him already. So Robert Dalek, who's a presidential biographer, lived in D.C. for 20 years, says, we don't know exactly what to expect from Trump, except that he's combative. Yeah, damn right. And that's exactly why the people elected him, to get him in there to be combative against all of you D.C. leeches who've been living the high life off the U.S. taxpayers' dollars and enriching yourselves and your families and all your crony capitalist buddies. So these are people who have gone out of their way to delegitimize Trump. So, of course, he's going to be combative against you and put you on a blacklist and ensure that you are not given a job within his administration and make sure that you have to knock on a few extra doors to find yourself in a new position with this new administration. So these people just are not used to having their feathers ruffled. But that's what's happening right now. And it's a very exciting time. It's very exciting. So speaking of President Obama, might not be so exciting for him and his outgoing administration and all those people that have worked so hard for the last 8 years to push their progressive policies, because they're going to get overturned pretty quickly. But according to the Washington Times Legislative Index, which captures the legislative scores, the legislative record, they say Obama has scored the worst legislative record in history. They say he struggled to find ways to work with the Congress that ranged from lukewarm to openly hostile toward him. And he signed fewer bills into law than even one-term presidents like Carter and George H.W. Bush. In the course of his 8 years, he has signed just 1,227 bills into law. Congress also spent less time in session. They handled fewer business on the chamber floors and generally sputtered about for much of Mr. Obama's tenure. So nothing got done, basically, and that's not all President Obama's fault. That's, of course, our elected representative's fault, which I hope a lot of people voted them out and cleared some of those seats, cleared the way for some people who actually want to make a difference for the American people. But again, Congress wasn't even in session. Most of these people were on vacation. They'd talk about pretty important bills that needed to be passed. And then they said, well, we'll get right to that after our break, after our recess. And then they'd be gone for 2 months. And then President Obama would be going golfing every single time something important happened in our country or around the globe. So they also go on to say that the president was never good at reaching across the aisle. So when the composition of Congress changed relative to what it was in his first 2 years, he just wasn't able to accommodate that very well. He couldn't grow accustomed to operating in a system where he was not the sole player. So this is Mr. Community Organizer. President Obama just couldn't figure out how to organize the community there in D.C. So what does he do? Just signs a bunch of executive orders and sets a record for regulations. And in fact, he set a new record for regulations, 81,640 pages in 2016. This is according to a report by the Competitive Enterprise Institute. So the presidency produced 81,640 total pages of regulations and rules for 2016. This is surpassing the previous record the administration set in 2010 by 235 pages. Obama is the only president to ever surpass the 80,000 mark of regulatory pages produced. He achieved this feat four times. So they added 572 pages on one day alone, Thursday, November 17th. So he only signed 1,227 bills into law in an entire 8 years, but he managed to sign 80-something plus pages of regulations in just 1 year. So here is a president who is stymieing growth and business at every single turn while going out there and telling people that he's creating jobs and he's all these communities are so much better off that he's been the president, when his policies and what he's actively doing is working against any motion within the government. So now, of course, people are calling on President-elect Donald Trump to follow through, make good on those campaign promises, to cut regulations. They say, we don't need a pen and a phone. We need a meat axe. The Trump administration's efforts to combat this regulatory state that they're going to be getting into is going to include a temporary moratorium on all new regulations, canceling overarching executive orders, and a thorough review to identify and eliminate unnecessary regulations that kill jobs and bloat government. So to put perspective on the type of effect that all these regulations have on the American economy, a 2014 report by the National Association of Manufacturers found that regulatory costs on all firms exceed $2 trillion annually, and this disproportionately affects small businesses. So if you're creating all of these regulations, guess who it is that's going to have to jump through all the hoops? It's not the government. It's we the people. So he doesn't sign any good bills into law, but oh, you're damn sure that he's going to make good on his promise of you didn't build that, because you're not going to be able to build anything because you're going to have to jump through so many regulatory hoops. And we are hopefully going to see Donald Trump taking that meat axe to all of these regulations and get a little bit more movement within our economy. In fact, Trump is saying that he may take 4 or 5 executive actions on Friday. This is going to be the day that he is sworn into office. So, like I said, he's getting right to work. This is according to his spokesman, Sean Spicer. So Trump has promised to take executive actions immediately after taking office to counter some of the policies of President Barack Obama. So you see a lot of the people who are part of this outgoing administration, they're all super sad and they're packing their bags and they're all crying and they're taking pictures with President Obama because they know everything they worked so hard on to basically tear down this country and stop our forward motion is going to be overdone like that. So I'm pretty excited about it. So just here quickly, we'll move on to some interesting a story that I found interesting. The CIA actually published 12 million declassified documents online, and these documents include everything from CIA mind control efforts to government overthrows. So this is very exciting. Mikhail Thalen has this article up at Infowars.com. And these documents, they date from the 1940s to the 1990s, but they talk about the overthrow of foreign governments and mind control efforts by the CIA. So this is stuff we're always reporting on here, just there when we're listening to Joe Biden at Davos saying how Putin is involved in overthrowing foreign governments. Why don't you just go read this actual dossier of these real intelligence documents, these legit intelligence documents that have been declassified, to see just what this government has been up to with overthrowing foreign governments, the CIA's mind control efforts. These files reveal the CIA carried out secret psychic experiments on Yuri Geller, which I might be a little too young to know exactly who that is, but he's an Israeli famed for his apparent ability to bend spoons with his mind. So he was taken to Stanford Research Institute in the 70s to have his psychic abilities investigated. So the CIA is basically carrying out, and this is just one person, they've carried out other mind control experiments as well. But they got Yuri Geller to got him to predict an agent's drawings from the next room. And so there's this article is coming out of the Sun, UK. And so they have all these pictures of all the drawings that Yuri Geller was doing. The agent in the next room was kind of feeding him these this information, and he was able to read the man's mind through the room. So this released cache of documents reveals UFO sightings and psychic experiments from the Stargate program. So this is a program long of interest to conspiracy theorists, but project was the code name for a secret U.S. Army unit established in 1978 at Fort Meade, Maryland, by the Defense Intelligence Agency. So there they go, investigating psychic phenomena. They're revealing UFO sightings. Very interesting stuff there. Mikhail links to that in his article. It's up at Infowars.com. But this is kind of exciting stuff, man. We've all been waiting for the truth to get out, pushing for disclosure. And here you go. Maybe we got it on the eve of Donald Trump's inauguration. Well, stick around. Margaret Howell is going to be joining me in studio to let us know what's coming up for the Infowars Nightly News tonight.
There was a mighty nation, rest above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
see them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We are wrapping up the fourth hour here. I've got Margaret Howell joining me in studio. Let us know, what do you got coming up for the nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central?
Well, we've got a jam-packed hour. First of all, Roger Stone, the interview. In case you missed it, we're going to be discussing his recent bout with a poisonous assassination attempt. Apparently, Leanne, the CDC, they sent out this testing. I don't know, I'm sure you watched it yesterday and even talked to Roger, probably yourself. But he is saying that he was poisoned with polonium, not enough to kill him. And we know that he's a lover of liberty and a defender of everything we hold dear. And you know what? These criminals think that they can get away with this. We're going to be highlighting that. We're also going to be highlighting Joe Biden talking about how the globalist agenda is going down, thanks in part to you, InfoWarriors, and people out there that are, you know what, they're reiterating, they're retweeting our videos, and they understand that there's a war on for your mind and that the truth is at stake. And it looks like Joe Biden, the sniffler, the crybaby, is finally feeling the burn, which I love, by the way. He's got something to cry about that's actually authentic for once instead of.
Aw, Biden's crocodile tears.
Exactly.
Well, I know that's very exciting because Alex is always saying, you know, make your own videos, shoot your own stuff. And I feel like people really have started to follow through on that. Mm-hmm. So many independent journalists out there, so many people uploading it to Twitter. I mean, it was an independent journalist out there, someone who just so happened to capture that video and upload it to Twitter of Hillary Clinton collapsing at the 9/11 memorial.
That's right.
So that, you know, Maxine Waters says anyone who's, you know, said Hillary Clinton was sick needs to be impeached, well, according to Donald Trump.
Maxine Waters, trying to wrap your head around Maxine Waters' logic for a moment, and I really tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. You go down her dark, twisted rabbit hole of thinking. She actually thinks the Russians came up with crooked Hillary. No. Anybody with half a brain understands that
Hillary's history
is, in fact, crooked and corrupt as the day is long. The woman is violently corrupt.
Yeah, and here she's like, who would make up the rumor that Hillary Clinton is ill?
She only collapsed
face first at the 9/11 memorial.
Look at this. You know, and I'm not a physician, but that looks like to me a serious health problem. Or she's drunk. A or B, take your pick. The woman cannot walk a straight line to save her life.
Are the Russians feeding that intel into your ear?
They are right now. I have this earpiece, and it's the translation is slow forgetting because it's going from Russian into English. No, come on.
We get all of our directives direct from Putin. Sometimes Alex will kind of tell us what to say, but usually it's Vladimir Putin.
Right. Well, and all disclosures aside, I did live in Russia, and I did work for RT, which, you know, they are Russian folks, but I can tell you firsthand, the Russians have nothing to do with this election cycle, and the thought of this is just ludicrous. You got people like Maxine Waters. I don't know how she gets elected cycle after cycle. It's just like, what are
thinking? I'm pretty sure, isn't she South Central LA?
That might explain it.
I'm surprised Donald Trump, he should have saved his, you know, check your own district first before, you know, he shouldn't have used that on John Lewis. Maybe he should have used that on Maxine.
A little bit.
Yeah, but it's just very interesting that we have so many sore losers out there who are not afraid to just come out with utter verbal diarrhea and just spit total nonsense.
The deception over these people, it's not comedy. They actually do believe it. And I met John Lewis a few years ago at this LBJ dinner. He seemed like a lovely person. I had no idea that he had become
a
lovely
person. Well, he probably doesn't remember it, just like he didn't remember not going to George W. Bush's inauguration, and he made the big stink about how this was some unprecedented move that he's skipping Trump's inauguration. Trump's like, you know what? We don't need you there, but please, we could use those tickets. Give us your seat. Well, Margaret, thank you so much for joining us briefly here in the last 5 minutes. And everybody out there, thank you so much for tuning in to the Alex Jones Show today. We're going to have a jam-packed nightly news for you tonight at 7 p.m. Central with Margaret Howell. We'll be your host. We'll see you there.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.